you've got a question, all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone line, and that'll open up your line, and you can throw it out, especially if it's for the benefit of the rest of the wellness consultants, because a lot of times we have questions that we think, I'm not so sure that anybody else, I mean, this is probably an isolated issue. More than likely, it's not. Okay, so if you've got a question on anything that's NECN related, feel free to throw it out there and ask, and I might be able to have the answer for you, or I can direct you to where to find the answer. And I'll tell you that most, 99% of the answers, the questions that I have, that get emailed to me or people ask me via text or over the phone, if I don't know the answer, I'll just call NECN and call the customer service line, and they have been absolutely fantastic about getting the information. And if they can't, if right then and there, they'll either email or call me back later. And they're really, really knowledgeable on some of these things that we wouldn't even think they normally would. Go ahead, Molly.
Okay. The broadcast of Dave and Nico would be on the 8:00 Pacific time, and there is a link that comes with it.
Yeah, it's check your emails, because it's not a conference call, it's an actual video webcast, and it commences right now, actually. Should be starting.
Yes.
So check your emails. And anybody that is in NECN should have an email from Dave Johnson. And it's there. So, and he's going to be doing those on a regular basis every single Saturday morning, based on what I read in the email.
And also about the 8 times, each time 45 minutes.
Yeah, 40, okay. Thanks, Molly.
Bye.
Any other questions or comments?
Just a reminder, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. God bless you all.
Thank you, Justine.
Great call. Great call. Boy, I tell you, can't write that fast.
You can't write that fast. Imagine what I go through.
Well, that's nothing. I'm also glancing. I got to take this book back to the library due to you and your mother. Bill Furman, 3 Steps to Incredible Health. I started this book because I have to return to the library. I started this morning at 6:30 this morning. I'm already halfway through the book.
Anything by Dr. Joel Furman is a fantastic, absolutely fantastic resource. I've not read a lot of his stuff, but what I have read and what I've seen, the short videos that I've seen, he's a regular on Dr. Oz. And of course, Dr. Oz has a lot of different people. It's kind of the flavor of the month is what, you know, he'll have on his program. But, Dr. Joel Furman is an amazing, amazing communicator. And what he presents is exactly what Roger was talking about this morning of, you know, Eat to Live. I believe that's the title of one of his books.
Right.
He's got
several.
Yeah, he's got several. And again, if I could encourage everybody, follow Roger's advice. Just eat more produce. I mean, some people will say, well, it costs more. I beg to differ. I really do. Something I learned as a kid, you know, my mom used to teach classes on nutrition, and she used to always ask people, what costs more, a pound of potato chips or a pound of apples? Okay? Now, well, let's break it down. Well, maybe you get the potato chips on sale, okay? What's going to do more for your body and actually fill you up, a pound of apples or a pound of potato chips? I mean, I know it's not rocket science, but I grew up with the phrase, every time we were hungry and wanted a snack, if we were hungry, it was, why don't you have a piece of fruit? And boy, as a kid, I got so tired of that statement. Boy, I got tired of it. You can ask both my brothers. We all were in the same boat. Oh my goodness, why does mom keep saying, have a piece of fruit, have a piece of fruit? Well, now as an adult and a parent myself, I know exactly why she was saying that. And, the value in what real food will do for the body is just monumental. As far as filling it up for one, but actually giving us something to sustain ourselves. And if you eat the whole fruit, and not something that's canned or body actually can process it out just fine. And I know dietitians, with people who are pre-diabetic or diabetic, they will say, well, I have to watch my fruit intake because it's sugar. Yes, you're right. You do. However, eating whole foods, especially fruits and vegetables, does a number on the body where other things don't normally do.
The other thing I just finished was a book by, it's called The Virgin Diet by J.J. Virgin. It is excellent. And she even tells you about drinking water, the foods and everything. It's just like Dr. Berman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.